This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. North Korea says it's pulling out of international talks on ending its nuclear program. We're here with the BBC's diplomatic correspondent, Jonathan Marcus. He's joining us from London. Jonathan?
Yes, hi.
Hi, thanks for being with us. Well, it seems like North Korea makes these threats on a fairly regular basis. Is this different?
Well, I think a lot of people are interpreting this as an effort to get the new Obama administration's attention, obviously at a time when Washington is setting out its stall. The problem is that the regime in North Korea is so unpredictable, so difficult, that there is always the danger of things spiraling off into a direction that really we wouldn't want it to be going. Now, on the face of things, the North Koreans are saying they're not going to talk anymore in this six-party framework. They're not going to abide by the various steps they took to disable some of their nuclear facilities. Obviously, we're going to have to see what they actually do. But I think the fear is that, it doesn't take much to push this off into a direction that would make things very, very difficult for all of the countries in the region. And so there's going to be huge diplomatic pressure, particularly from Russia, but especially from the Chinese, to try and get the North Koreans to rethink and come back to the negotiating table.
Okay, just to recap real quick, this is a cascading effect after the North Koreans launched a missile, they say a rocket trying to put a satellite into orbit, sanctions from the UN Security Council unanimously condemning it. This was North Korea's reaction to that. So, but they used very strong language. They say never. They used the word they will never participate in the six-party
talks.
Well,
they did indeed. Yeah. And in fact, one has to say it was a rather tepid response from the UN Security Council. This wasn't a resolution because the Russians and the Chinese balked at that. This was a statement from the Security Council that has much less weight, if you like. The sanctions that are talked about are probably no more than enforcing the previous sanctions that were in place. And frankly, they haven't done a lot of good. The only countries that really matter in terms of sanctions are South Korea and, of course, crucially, China. Now, we were at this point some years ago. If you think back in 1994, the Americans and the North Koreans agreed a framework under which North Korea would give up its nuclear program and it would get power-generating reactors to provide electricity. That program lasted for about 10 years until the Americans decided that they thought that North Korea behind their backs had been pursuing other nuclear weapons-related activities, and it was the six-party framework that took over from there. So, in a sense, we've already been back to the drawing board once. It's possible that we may have to go back to the drawing board again this time, but it's very hard to see, you know, what possible avenue or approach there can be to this problem of North Korea than the kind of six-party framework bringing in all of the key regional players, particularly China. And I think even if this were to drift into the sand this time around, I'm not sure that everything is lost.
Jonathan, let's just look at that for a moment. The six-party talks were a Bush administration initiative. It came up at the campaign that Barack Obama, on some level, prefers a kind of bilateral approach to something like this. Is this possibly an opening or no?
Well, possibly, but with the sort of sounds coming from North Korea, from Pyongyang, I think that's unlikely. I think the important thing is that they have to have the Chinese and other key players on board, and that is what makes the framework, the six-party framework, so attractive. Within that, there is the possibility of direct talks. There have been low-level direct talks in the past, but I think getting as many of the key players on board together is still going to be crucial for carrying forward any solution.
All right, the BBC diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus joining us from London, talking about North Korea's response to the UN statement on nuclear talks.